We may continue using it for preaching purposes, but in the alternative, we shouldn't be dependent on it. And there's a lot of people who aren't. There's a lot of religious organizations, but a lot of individuals, a lot of people who aren't quite dependent. They will continue to exist even if the structure collapses. And that's what we need to do. Otherwise, temple presidents are really going to have a lot of explaining to do about why they didn't either store food or have gardens on the meat front. Because gardening isn't something you just start overnight. It takes a season for things to grow.
As far as I've seen, your project and a few others are the only ones that are happening.
Should Mormons take it as a priority? I mean, that's the term Mormons, but the aim is they're the best farmers in the world. All the banks in the world are collapsing. Were they banks? Banks are thriving. Right. Because their banks come as a result of their farmers. So food price goes up, they're getting richer and richer, and everyone's going to keep on eating. I just left my coat here. Everyone's going to keep on eating no matter what the world situation's like. That's my coat, my hat, my scarf. So, yeah, their bank is like record profits. That's all right. That's what old age is about.
So let them suffer.
We should make them comfortable. We should give them medication, but you can't kill them. That's what life's about. You know, cows we should take care of, like what we do with our mother. So some people's mother may be suffering. You know, you try to make it comfortable, and you give her medication, and ultimately you can't kill her just because she's suffering. Because that may be part of her problem, but part of her karma. But that's our responsibility, to actually make nice arrangements for her. Yeah.
Impressive, the presentation this one devotee made when he came.
Oh, Radha Krishna.
Radha Krishna. He made the presentation of the Fargo so impressive. Right?
I think he was just presenting the Eco Valley aspect of the farm. That was just sort of our sustainability preaching. It doesn't take into account everything that's going on at the farm. But it's sort of our preaching strategy. How we try to present, pitch Varnashram as Prabhupada's teaching in the context of what karmas are used to. So rather than they just see it for some religious community, but that we're actually a religious community who's living a sustainable lifestyle, and they very much appreciate the fact that it's not just a matter of growing food. It's not just a matter of you're making an offering.
No.
Oh. It's not just a matter of having water, but there also needs to be a social structure that facilitates, social structure that facilitates the people who live together in a community. And they also appreciate that also requires that there's a center point and that God's in the center. And there's a really vocal atheist, evolutionist in Hungary, university professor, head of the department. And he came to one of our conferences and actually, I'd had debates with him before, just on evolution and stuff, and so did Ishwar Krishna. But when he came and he stayed and he saw the thing, he said, "Well, if there's any way to live a sustainable lifestyle, this is the only way to do it." And he accepted that you have to have deities, Krishna in the middle.
Even
here. Yeah. He really changed. He just changed. And one day he was like a changed man. He's favorable, he's a supporter, and so it really does work, and it really makes a very good preaching forum for us. You know, it's living, and because they teach it, they talk about it, but they don't live it. They live in the city, so that's why Radha Krishna showed that we have universities who make contracts with us. They send their students there to actually live, and once again, they don't object to the fact that the students are going to have to live there and follow the regulated principles, and that they're going to have to come to some kind of morning program, because they recognize that that's part of making that work. That it just doesn't work just, farming or pay people to do something like that. You have to inspire them to do it. No, it's good. It's good preaching.
May I ask one more question?
Okay.
For many of the projects that are happening there in the Eco Valley, still they have to bring in, like for these the hot water things, they have to bring these drills that are using the oil and everything. So many things that started there were still done by the inventions of modern society.
Yeah, that's fine. We use we use things to make things happen, but we shouldn't get hooked on it. And that's the trap. So Srila Prabhupada would say that on many occasions, that you know, snake crawls into a mouse's hole, eats the mouse and lives in the hole. Or that's utility is the principle. Well, establish things, set up infrastructure. Even now, you know, the place runs on money. But if either money runs out or the economy collapses, devotees aren't going to start, because their existence doesn't depend upon money. We have water, we have food, you know, we have our sewage system, we have what, and so we can continue on. We'll live different than we're living now. It'll be much more austere. And, but we won't start. We'll continue living. Whereas if devotees have no alternative, then it's what he did. So, no oil, how he eat. In freezing cold, there's nothing good. There's no food, or if the price of food skyrockets, then what will you eat? So that's why, that's what Krishna consciousness is about. You have to solve the main problem of life, is how to eat. Otherwise, everything else, all the other philosophy, can just go out the window. Because it will go out the window when you've got nothing to eat.
Right.
And you're only going to be thinking about one thing, and that's how do I eat and how do I drink? Well, you can drink molten snow, but that's all right. But you can't eat it. You can't cook with it. Okay, I'm going to puja.
Okay.
Get back to work.
Okay.
And we'll see you. Yeah, you come and visit. We'll see you there.
I think I'll plan on it. Thank you very much, Maharaj.
Okay, thank you.
I'm very interested.
Yeah, you gotta be careful. You sometimes play it slow.
Yesterday.
Yeah, well, that's our, you know, when we're doing kirtan, then the bass is like driving everything forward, so it's easy to keep the beat. Yeah, so
I should have played a little faster.
Yeah.